还是谋杀圣婴。今天, today we have Pastor Chen to preach God's word. The topic is adore or murder of Christ's child.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is our once a year Christmas combined service. And we began the festivities Friday evening. And in fact, the preparations for this very moment had begun months ago, starting with the rehearsals of all of the shows. And if you weren't here, I encourage you to go watch our recording of it. And for the choir, they came up and they sang. And the children, they put on a very exciting show for us. And then we also had a medley by the choir that they repeated this morning. And then we also had a comedy skit. We also had the Good Samaritan. So all of these acts were acts of worship. So we had psalms, we had scripture reading, we had Janice standing here as a life testimony before all of us, and what did you think of their performance? And really, I couldn't even. It was like if I felt like they were completely different people here.
真的，一排的红色，一排的白色。
Just one row of red, one row of white.
当他们跟我们一同敬拜的时候,
and so as they worship with us.
当你听见这种天卑地乐的信息的时候,
and when you heard the message that was preached on Friday,
当大家一同来唱平安夜的时候,
and then as we sang Silent Night together,
尤其最后说, go tell the mountain.
And then we ended the night with go tell it on the mountain.
这一切都是在朝拜。
These are all acts of worship.
我觉得当全体的会众起来一同来唱的时候呢, 每一个人似乎都化成了朝见者。
And so all of us as we stood up as one in the congregation and we sang, it was as if we joined in that great train of people to go and see the king, the newborn king.
无论是基督徒还是非基督徒, 好像都变成了敬拜者。
Even non-Christians, they even got a little, they got infected with the joy of the season.
但事实上这个敬拜开始得更早。
And we see that we are actually just a very small part in a very long history of a visit of worshipers.
在第一个圣诞夜的时候, 刚刚我们念了, 路加福音, 天使, 向牧羊人显现，就吸引他们来朝见新生王。
But we know that this, for the very first Christmas worshippers were not us, but 2,000 years ago, a group of shepherds to whom the angels appeared.
而我们今天念的这一段呢，实际不是在圣诞节夜发生的事儿， 实际是一年之后或者一年左右的时间。
And then the account that we just read actually did not happen specifically on Christmas night, but probably about anywhere from a half a year to a year later.
但这里头描述两种截然对新生王不同的回应。
And this event shows us that there were two completely opposite reactions.
前者我们注意到是东方的三位智者，不远万里，带着上好的礼物来朝见婴儿耶稣基督。
So the first group of people were the wise men who came from thousands of miles away to bring their most precious gifts before Jesus.
还有一些就是近在眼前的希律王文士们。
And then there was King Herod who lived in the city next door, pretty much. What they felt was they felt threatened, and they wanted to. And so they had two completely different reactions to Jesus on this day.
其实我们就要看一看美国或者全世界各地今天人对圣诞节如何庆祝就知道了。
So we know that really any event, even Christmas, people have different reactions to.
有人非常的欢喜。
Some people are very joyous.
连迪士尼也在唱 Joy to the World.
They're even celebrating Christmas.
有人反对说不应该有圣诞节。
Some people are opposed.
还有一些冷漠。
Some people don't care.
还有一些人炒作。
Some people commercialized it and made a big sales event.
你一看这些事件的时候，你就知道，其实任何一个事件，人们都会产生不同的回应。And
so it is with every great event in the world.
而这个事件越重大，涉及的面越广，回应就更加的不同。And
indeed, the greater the event, the more people it affects, the greater diversity of reaction.
你比方说，在二战结束的时候，我们说对盟国的美国、中国、英国、法国、苏联。 和对轴心国德国、日本、意大利是完全不同的。当你听到说二战结束了
，For example, the end of World War II came as completely different news for people on the Allied side and on the Axis side.
美国油价现在不断的下跌，对不对
？And we know right now, you know, more recent event that the oil price, the gas prices have been dropping all over the place.
所以对开车的人，大多数老百姓都觉得非常的好。
So, you know, for all of us who have to drive day in and day out works, we're really happy about it, right?
如果你是开油店的，尤其你是开汽油公司的人，
but if you're,
你并不高兴的。
If you're a gas station owner or if you're one of the oil companies, then you're not happy, right?
何况我们今天谈论的是一个圣婴的降生，上帝的儿子成为人来到地上，所以这种意义是难以估量的。
And today, we're talking about the event to end all events, the birth of the Son of God himself.
大卫的根，犹太人的王，结果成了万王之王、万主之主，人类唯一的救主。
For not only is he the root of David, the king of the Jews, but he is also the king of kings, the Lord of lords, the only salvation of all mankind.
所以你可以想象，当耶稣基督降生的时候，带来的差异会更多，更加的繁杂，更加的极端化。
And so we see in this crystallized the completely different extremes of people's reaction to the birth of.
所以我们今天如果我们来看，这个我已经打开了，好像这里是没电的。哦，不行，你就帮忙啊！你看我们今天在这段经文里，我们至少来看好几种不同的反应，在朝圣者里头有真的和假的朝圣者。And
so we see that today there's at least three different reactions to Christ.
本来是万人都应该。 回应以敬拜的方式来回应他。
That even though all people were supposed to come and adore him.
还有一种呢，就是真的心里想杀死他，因为威胁太大了。
And the second, that there were people who wanted to murder him, or they were completely threatened by this.
最后你看到马太不断的提醒说，应验了，应验了，实际上让人来为这个创造、护理、救赎的上帝的奇妙作为来感恩，来敬拜他。
And third, as Matthew points out over and over again, that the birth of Christ was in accordance to the scriptures. For God is a God who is sovereign over all history, and for that we praise him.
所以我想希望大家今天我们来看这三个方面的时候，在这种不同的对耶稣基督降生的回应中间，这种宽广的频谱中间，我们要在哪里？你要知道你在哪里，然后你要转向哪里。
And so as we look at these different reactions to Jesus, I want you to examine yourself to see where you stand among these groups of people, and perhaps you need to change your attitude.
但愿结束的时候，我们都能跟马太一样，这位耶稣基督的使徒，说，单单应该颂赞伟大的上帝，他的作为太奇妙。As
we come to the end, so through this sermon, I hope that you come to the same conclusion as Matthew does, that you come to praise God Almighty. For his works are wondrous.
好，我们的小朋友可以离去，我们一块来祷告。
And so, as we pray, we ask the children to go to their Sunday school.
They already heard a sermon, so it's the parents to explain to them in the evening. 天父，我们谢谢你，谢谢你恩待我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for being gracious to us.
把我们从跟仇视你的人转为朝圣者。
Lord, we were once your enemies, but you have called us to come and adore you.
把那些从冷漠、 无语中间来转向敬拜你、颂赞你的人。
And you changed our hearts from cold indifference to full of to bursting with praise.
愿耶稣基督降生，真的降生在这个世界上的事实，成为我们心中的事实。
May the reality of Christ coming to earth to be born as a baby be a reality in our hearts.
我们也加入那朝圣者的行列。
So that we join the great train of those going to see Jesus.
听我们的祷告，奉主基督的名。
We pray in the name of Christ Jesus.
好，我们来看朝圣者中间的不同的人。
And so there's a couple different groups of people who you know were supposed to go and worship Jesus.
用范达林长老想不想听？想不想听都得听啊！万族的这些智者，他们的反应是什么？
And so first was this group of Gentiles.
他们被上帝吸引以后，就特别来拜他，然后献上贵重的礼物。
They were drawn by God, and so they went out of their way to come and appear before God to give their gifts to Him.
你看第一节这样说到，在叙利王的时候，告诉时间，然后耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说生下来的做犹太人之王在哪里呢？然后我们在东方看见星，就特来拜他。
And so in the reign of Herod, as it, this is an actual historical event, Jesus was born in Judea of Bethlehem, an actual place in geography. Several magi from the east came to Jerusalem and they asked, who is the one who to be born the king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and so we have come to worship him.
到第九节的时候就介绍他们的回应。他们听见王命令他们去的时候，在东方看见的星突然就停在他们头上，星在引导他们，直到那小孩子的地方就停在他们的头上了。他们看见那星，第十节说，就大大的欢喜，进了房间。房子看见孩子和他的母亲玛利亚，就俯伏的拜那小孩子，没有拜玛利亚哈。然后揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、末药为礼物献给他。不是因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地了。
And then, starting from verse 9, we see what they did.They heard the words of the king, and they went. And the star that they had seen in the east suddenly appeared before them, and it led the way to where the child was, and stopped above it. When they saw the star, they were greatly joyous. They entered the house. They saw the child with his mother Maria, and then they fell down and worshipped the child. They opened their treasures, and they brought out gold, frankincense, and myrrh as gifts to him.Born in a dream, not go back to Herod. He went home by another route.
有意思吧？这样的这段历史事实，其实在不同的地方都有记载。就是说，关于这个星象的事情。
And this, in fact, this star, actually was recorded in historical annals of other nations at about this about the same time.
中国的记载大概是公元后的四年的时候有这样的一个星象。
In the histories of in the annals of Chinese history.
然后阿拉伯世界记载的更多。
And of course, many more records in the Arabic world as well.
这个东方的三位智者，有的人把它翻译成君王，或者是翻成博士，应该是这种阿拉伯世界的认识星象术的那些人。
And so these three magi or kings, as they're sometimes known, they were probably astrologers or sorcerers.
Yeah, 用今天的话说呢，他们实际上是他们。国家的这个内阁大臣之类的人，或者至少是智囊团的人物，给君王出主意的。
And you know, in modern parlance, they would be perhaps cabinet members, or you know, at the very least, advisors to the king.
所以，至少搞占星术的人认为呢，明亮的一个星出现呢，跟地上的君王有一种联系。所以，当看到东方一个星出现的时候呢。他们就被吸引，这个星太亮了，存留的时间太长了。
And so, according to the astrological analysis, the appearance of a new star signified the destiny of some king on Earth. For this star was so bright and it stayed in the sky for such a long time that it caught the notice of everyone who was used to seeing the same old thing in the sky all the time.
尤其这个星很有意思，按照圣经记载的话。他的行为方式很特殊，先把他带到希律王那儿，然后又再把他带到伯利恒，还是有距离，从耶路撒冷又到了 伯特利。
And so this star was very unusual, for it stayed in the sky for a very long time. It led the Magi all the way to Jerusalem, and then it specifically directed them to Bethlehem.
由于这个历史事件在其他的书信里头，在其他的文件里头记载，所以天文学家对这里是一个项目，他们也研究究竟是什么事发生了。And
so because this was an actual event that was recorded in history, even the modern-day astronomers, they try to speculate on what the heck was going on.
至少有三种学说，但是没有统一的结果。
And so there were three. There's three standing theories, but none of them are in agreement.
一个是彗星。
At first, it was perhaps some kind of comet.
但彗星太快，很快就消失了。
But comets are very fast. You know, they appear in the sky very briefly and then they disappear.
有人认为是星星。
Second, they believe it was a
行星。
A planet.
The planet. 但行星的话呢，它应该还继续有。
But planets would remain. They have a very, you know, predictable. Orbit, and they would stay in the sky.
他说可能还有一种认为是一种超级的行星的一种爆炸结果。
And then, or perhaps some kind of supernova.
因为这里头它的亮度和它持续的时间都有可能会变化。
For when it comes to the birth of new stars, it can have experienced changes in brightness.
你要从现在阿拉伯世界到耶路撒冷，在当时骑骆驼骑马的一段时间。 所以当时的计划大概至少这个行星，就是这个星吧，存了几个月之上。
And so this star was visible in the night sky for at least a year, because you know in those days you all you had was a camel, and so they had to stay in the sky for the length of time for them to get where they were.
无论你对这个结果怎么看不重要，但是让人吃惊的是，我觉得上帝竟然用一个特殊的方式吸引外邦的这些智者来朝见新生王。
Well, but the point is, no matter what, you know, what kind of phenomenon it was, you should be amazed that God used this kind of method to lead people who were not Jews to come to see this newborn.
你知道，在旧约中，上帝其实并不喜欢这些占星术。
For astrology or any kind of sorcery was expressly forbidden in the Old Testament.
但是上帝竟然用这个方式来吸引罪人。
But it was precisely by which, through this manner, that God called these foreigners to come before him.
表现什么呢?
What does it mean?
上帝的怜悯和抚救人。
That it really shows God's mercy and God's accommodation.
当我们想圣诞节的时候，真的是上帝成为人来向我们显明他的心肠。
And so we really, the whole message of Christmas is the accommodation of God, for God to take on human flesh so that we could see, we could behold
him.
That this God who was eternal and glorious took on flesh to become a part of his creation, a temporary part of creation. It is a mystery that we cannot fully comprehend.
这样的限制自己，这样的谦卑自己。
That this was an act of great humbleness.
所以他用了很多不同的方式来怜悯我们，让我们知道他。
And so he used all sorts of ways to show his mercy to us, so that we.
想想我们这些在中国大陆或者台湾这种无神论或者多神论的人，上帝怎么吸引我们来到他的殿堂认识他？
And so many of us sitting here today, whether we are from mainland China or from Taiwan. We came from backgrounds that were either atheist or polytheistic.
So, 我们的问题可能是科学与信仰的问题，无神论的问题，进化论的问题。
So, before we became Christians, we would always be asking those questions of, well, you know, is this stuff scientific?
或者各种各样的神职，到底哪个是真神？
Or, you know, well, so okay, so you're a God, great. So everybody else, so is everybody else.
但是上帝竟然依旧我们。
But God was willing to accommodate us.
让我们从科学与信仰的挣扎方面走出来。
That we were able to break out of those struggles.
我们甚至用一些科学的方式来解释这个亚当夏娃是基因工程的过程，其实不是圣经原讲的，不过就是要什么，怜悯我们这些在科学时代的人。
That you know we even try to use the methods that you know from what we know of science to try to explain what's going on in the Bible, even though you know the Bible doesn't really tell us how God created it, but God is willing to use those methods to bring us before him.
换句话说，我们常讲的这个基督教的信仰，不是好人的信仰，而是罪人的信仰。
As I emphasize over and over again, Christian is not a religion of good people. It is a gathering of sinners.
是外邦的这些占星术抵挡神的人, 结果上帝用这个方式, 无罪的方式来吸引他们。
But that even those who engaged in acts of the vilest sorcery, God was still willing to draw them to him.
圣洁节从一个角度来说, 就是吸引那些愿意听上帝降卑成为人, 要把我们从各种各样的罪中拯救出来的消息。
Now anyone who has the heart to hear that God came to earth as a human to save the sinners, that he will welcome them.
如果你挣扎中有骄傲的罪, 嫉妒的罪, 苦毒的罪, 纷争的罪, 谎言的罪 和虚假的罪, 这个圣诞节就是为你预备的。
If you are struggling with the sins of pride, bitterness, envy, division, lies, or falsehood, then the message of Christmas is for you.
不光如此, 当你如果看这个三位原来跟上帝没有关系的东方智者, 来朝见新生儿的态度, 我们这些已经敬拜他的人, 其实我们中间可以学到很多。
And so even if you're a Christian now, if you look at what these foreigners did when they encountered the true and living God, we could truly learn from them.
尤其是我们提醒我们的心态。
This is really for us to adjust our attitude.
你看当他们看见星的时候呢, 东方的星就特地来拜他。
For they came out of their way to see Jesus.
他们来敬拜不是因为方便, 早晨10点钟刚好起来。
For them, going to worship God was not a matter of convenience.
或者我把所有的事情办完了以后，我来朝见神。
That you know that they had to set aside everything that they were doing to come.
诗班是9点钟就到这来开始预备，不是因为方便。
So just as the choir, they came here this morning at 9 o'clock.
朝见是一种把自己分别出来，特别的一次旅行。
That when you go on a pilgrimage, it is to set yourself apart and make this specific plan to go to a different place.
当然成为习惯是好的。
Of course, it is good for us to have that habit.
但是在这习惯中, 这个特别分别出来是很重要。
But we have to remember, as we're going through the motions, that we are making a conscious decision to set ourselves apart.
其次是他们献上的这些礼物, 也在提醒我们敬拜的态度。
And then secondly, in the gifts that they brought before Jesus, this is also a reminder of the
attitude. 圣诞节每个人都在预备礼物, 对不对?
So when the Christmas season comes, everyone is preparing presents for one another.
师母就提醒我说，你今天这一包是你要送给你的执事的，就千万别忘了。And
so this morning, my wife handed me these packages to say, "This is for your deacons. Don't you dare forget to give them out."
就是我们这些可能都受这个 Magic 的影响，说在圣诞节的时候，我们交换礼物，把礼物给我们的同事、好朋友、我们的弟兄姐妹。
And so because of that first Christmas, we were inspired by this act of gift giving to give gifts to one another, to the people that we care about.
但是你有没有一个像这三位智者把他们最好的拿出来献上?
But do you have that the same heart as the Magi did, that they gave of their best?
我不知道你的宝盒里头是什么东西。
I don't know what is in your gift.
它这里是黄金、没药和乳香。
They gave gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
换句话说，我们是不是把最好的、我们最好的时间、最好的精力、更多的金钱，能够献给上帝，来扩展人敬拜这个新生王的事工？
Do we give the best, our best time, talents, and treasure, so that God's kingdom can expand, so that more and more people can come to know Him?
什么是你献给他的珍宝？
What is the treasure that you have given Him?
我认为只有那些已经接受过最珍贵宝贵的人才知道怎么来献珍宝。It
is only those who have received the greatest gift of all that they know how to give.
当人真的意识到说上帝把他的儿子独生子无赏地给了我们的时候,
It is only when we truly experience that God gave His only begotten Son to us and with no hope of recompense that
换句话说，上帝把他自己给了你。
That he gave of
这个宇宙万物中有很多值钱的东西, 很有价值的东西。
Yes, there are things that are many, that are very valuable in this world.
但是没有一个能够跟这个造物主自己相比。
But none are comparable to the one who created all of these things.
结果上帝卑微到一个地步, 把他给了你, 住在我们里面。
And God not only gave himself to you, but he indwells in you.
我深信那些真正明白上帝把他自己赐给我们的人，能够把他自己反回馈给上帝，来奉献自己给他。
And so it is those who truly understand that God gave Himself to them, that they can in turn give.
这是你们要学习的，对不对？
This is something that you need to learn.
我盼望每个人都是这样，但是接下来的我们不是这样的情况。
And so this
是你们要防范的。
First, I gave you an example you should learn from, and now I'm going to give you an example that you shouldn't learn from.
这个希律和他城里的人的反应是什么？一种不安和装甲。
And so, what was Herod's reaction? Well, first, they all became very nervous, and second, that they started trying to faking it.
为什么希律王对耶稣基督降生感到非常不安呢？
Why was Herod nervous about the birth of Jesus?
为什么耶路撒冷这个平安名叫平安的城感到不安呢？
Why was Jerusalem, the city of peace, all in an uproar?
为什么长安北平感到不安呢？
You know, cities whose names bear the name of peace.
圣经这里没有讲。
The Bible doesn't explain it.
但是知道这个历史发展结局的人其实都知道。
But if we look at history, we know why.
他们对耶稣做弥赛亚，做他们的君王，用恩典和真理治理他们，保护他们，不情愿，不甘心。
They don't want to be ruled by peace, by grace and truth, by this king. I have my opinions.
我是王，希律虽然是分封王，没有这个凯撒大。
So Herod, you know, Herod, even though he was a king propped up by the emperor Augustus, he was at least still a king.
如果你是犹太人的王，我是谁？
And so you're the king of the Jews, then well, what's going to happen to me?
你觉得百姓们会想什么？
And what do the people think?
虽然希律不好。
So as bad as
这个新的王可能更糟了。
As bad as Herod is, at least he's a devil we know.
至少我们已经熟悉这个希律的这些做法。
At least we're used to this guy.
再来一个王会怎么样呢？
We don't know, you know, if we are under new management, what it's going to be like.
你知道，虽然有些人愿意改变，但是其实改变是痛苦的事情。
Change is hard.
基督徒其实赶圣诞节的时候，我们比一般人都早一个月开始预备新年，对不对？
And as Christians, we often begin the preparations for a new year about a year, a month ahead of everyone else.
很多人开始在这个时候预备要减肥了。
And many people, in fact, have to start dieting.
预备要早起了。
They have to prepare getting up earlier.
过正常人生活了。
And they have to start, you know, they have to get used to living like normal human beings.
但是改变是很痛苦的事情。
But change is very painful.
我们过去两周在加州吃得太好了，回来每个人都长了五磅。
Me and my wife, we ate way too well when we were in California, and both of us gained 5 pounds.
所以连司会都说，我们特邀讲员陈牧师来讲道。
So even our worship leader, he didn't recognize me. He said, our special invitation pastor.
所以你知道改变是不容易的。
So we know change is different.
这是他们心里不安。
And it leads to unease.
所以这个王就代表人们就是来说，召集的祭司长和民间的文士对他们说：“哎呀，基督该生在什么地方？”之后他们就回答了。接下来你看第七节，希律暗暗的召了博士说：“既然你知道在那儿，那么你去发现那个星在哪里以后呢，你就往伯利恒去，直到你发现小孩子，找到了就报信，我也去拜他。”
And so, verse 7 tells us, Herod secretly called the Magi before him. He asked.When the star had appeared in the east, and then he said to him, "Go and find the child. When you find him, bring news back to me so that I can also worship him."
被人称为老狐狸的希律是非常狡猾的。
And Herod was a man who was called by his contemporaries an old fox.
他从宗教局请来了这些和社会上的专家做一个分析，究竟按照旧约这个。以色列的王基督究竟应该生在哪个城？
He called his religious and civil advisors to analyze. Okay, so if there is going to be a Messiah, where is he going to be born? And after he figured out the answer,
当他被告知说在伯利恒之后呢，老狐狸就说了。
And so that when they told him it's going to be Bethlehem, this weaselly old rascal, he went to the Magi.
你们三个去找，找到以后呢，告诉我，我要跟你们一样去拜他。
And so, you know, he said to the Magi, "Go and find the child. When you find him, come and tell me, so that I may also worship him."
当然，希律的这个表演你看得很清楚， 但是其实人想想我们心里是不是也有一个希律
And so, you know, Herod's falsehood is plain for all of us reading the scripture to see. But when we see such a figure, do we realize that in our hearts we also have a Herod?
真的，你好好想一想，我们经常有的时候说 double face， 心怀二意的，对不对？
How many times do we come before God with a dishonest heart?
老狐狸在我们里面的时候，我们好像来朝见神。
And so we also have a weaselly old rascal living inside of us that we can put up a very good-looking front.
但是我们心里不一定真正爱他，或者不完全爱他。
But our hearts, in our heart of hearts, we may not be fully devoted to him.
为什么会这样？
Why do we know this?
因为有一个王在你上面是不舒服的。
It's not fun to have someone else be in charge of you.
你就问问那些结婚的人，哪一个老婆喜欢丈夫管他？哪一个反过来丈夫喜欢老婆唠叨？
Ask any married couple, you know, do you like your spouse tell you what to do? And the answer is pretty much universally no.
他们还是贫瘠的，哈，他们还是贫瘠的。
And you know, so they want to be in an equal relationship.
那如果这个上帝要在他心里，你觉得怎么样？
But if you have the God of the universe inside of you, how would that feel?
很麻烦啊，连骗都骗不过。
So you know, how could you lie to How could you lie to yourself at that point?
啊，有微信的人知道这个李万万上个星期五绝志了。
And so if you have WeChat, you know that there's someone who became a believer.
其实他挣扎过一段时间了。
And so this and then in this testimony, they said that they are actually struggling for a very long time.
当星期四这个另一个学生小王决定要归向主的时候。
And so,
不自己做王了、啊、
And so we have another brother whose last name translates to king, and he decided that well no I can't be in charge of my own life anymore.
啊，结果这万万在旁边也看着也挣扎。
And so this other person, our brother Lee, he said, well, man, I feel God tugging at my heart too.
但是我不愿意交流，我不知道他管我不方便。
He's like, but I really don't want someone else in charge of my life.
但是上帝恩待了他。
But God was gracious to him.
我想星期五上帝就把他的心融化，给他信心说，我要转化。
And so Friday night, God melted his heart and he said, okay.
我已经过了不少时间的年岁了，我自己做王做得一塌糊涂。
He said, you know, I've lived my whole life being in charge of myself and my track record isn't all that great.
但如果他来做王
But if I let this guy rule my life
虽然我不完全的清楚
Even though I don't understand what perhaps all of that entails
如果上帝是最好的礼物给我今天我把自己也给他
But if God is indeed the most precious gift that could be given to me then you know all I can do is give myself to him in return
真的基本是我们这些已经跟随耶稣基督的人
And even if you've been a Christian for a long time
我们人生中还有一些地方实际上老狐狸主宰的对吧
There are still those weaselly parts that are still in you
圣诞节其实对我们就是一个提醒
So Christmas is a reminder to us
让基督更加充满你的心思意念
So that Christ can fill your heart
掌管你的人生方向
And rule your life
决定你的行为举止
And determine your ways
你愿意更多的为他预备地方吗
Are you willing to have room for him?
这是你预备圣诞节的方式吗
Is that the way you prepare for Christmas every year?
但愿上帝改变我们的心
May God change our hearts.
除了上面两种反应，还有一种反应是祭司长和文士的反应。
And then third is the reaction of the chief priests and scribes. They were indifferent.
我对他们的这个总结，真的就是刚刚说的，枉费了知识，一种反应冷漠。
That they really were a waste of knowledge and a waste of space.
你会不会对他们这种圣经当然没有描述他们怎么讲，但是没有讲他们接后面的举动，有没有一种感到费解
？Isn't it hard to understand for somebody with this much knowledge to just sit on it not do anything?
你要知道他们是对圣经有相当的了解，主日学是满分的人，神学正确的人。
They were the theological experts of their day. They knew all there was to know about the Old Testament.
按照旧约和新约之间的传统，他们有400多年等待这个弥赛亚的时间。
And they'd been waiting since the last prophet, Malachi, 400 years for God to bring salvation to his people.
他们应该是有这种可能性的，都应该什么？去发现是不是，对不对？如果你等待了这么久， 400年。
If you waited that long and then you heard, hey, the king who's coming, he's here, wouldn't you at least go and look?
结果他们回答呢是很正确的，按照这个旧约回答出来的是一个君王要从那儿出来。
So they held their Bible study. They looked through the Old Testament and they pointed to the verse. Ah, here it says that the king will be born in Bethlehem.
然后他出来以后要做君王，牧养以色列百姓。
And he's going to be shepherd the people of Israel.
换句话说，他不光说出了地方，说出他是大卫的子孙，还来做什么？牧养、管理、保护他的百姓。
And so they not only found the answer, but they found, you know, that this was the fulfillment of everything that they'd been waiting for.
但是另一方面，你觉得是不是有点奇怪？就是他们没有任何的行动。
But they didn't do a single thing about it.
根本没有。
Nothing.
继续效忠这个希律王，做完高餐以后回家了。
They came. They advised the king. They went home.
他们实在枉费这个宝贵的知识，救恩的知识，他们是知道的。
They knew they had the precious knowledge of salvation, and they wasted it.
我觉得基督徒有一个这样同样的通病，牧师也不例外。
And so we as Christians, including I as a pastor, suffer from the same problem.
因为他们这种反应冷漠，在今天的世界上是经常见到的。
We see the same indifference in the Christian world today.
就是他的头脑、心思和行动是非常不协调的。
That they have knowledge in their heads, but they have no passion in their hearts, and they have no action in their bodies.
宗教人士、自义的人士、道德高尚的人。
That they were very religious. They were very smart. They were very right. They were very ethical.
他们跟前面的三个东方的智者很不一样。
They couldn't be more different from the three magi.
他们是跟上帝有约的人。
They were people.
他们是旧约教会中的人。
They were the church of the Old Testament. They're representatives of you and me.
他们最该盼望弥赛亚来拯救他们，不是吗？
Weren't they the people who were most looking forward to the coming of the Messiah?
他们应该听到这个消息，跟就像我们刚刚唱诗那样的，走遍各山各样，走遍大街小巷，跟人说什么，新生王来了。
They should be the ones singing and shouting from the mountaintop, saying, "The King is coming. The King is here."
他们应该是第一个见证人，而不是外邦人一年以后见到他。
They should have been the first at the door to see Christ, and not these Gentiles.
结果不是这些以色列的智者，反而是外邦人的智者，朝见了上帝。
But it wasn't the Jewish scholars. It was these Gentile magi.
多么大的讽刺！
Isn't this a slap in the face for those people?
多么大的悲剧！
And also a great tragedy.
好像活在一种宗教里面，但是实际真正没有。 在那个朝圣的队伍里面，
they were so religious that they missed Christ.
他们参与了各种各样教会的活动，
they were part of, they were very active in their churches, sure.
他们也唱诗，
they sang their songs,
也查经，
they studied their
也奉献，
Bibles, they gave, they tithe,
也生儿育女，
they gave, they raised children.
但是如果你真正问他心里最重要的东西是什么，
but if you ask them what's the most important thing in your heart,
跟那个新生王降临有没有关系？
Is it connected to the birth of this new king?
可能星期天有关系，星期五查经班有关系，其他的时间没关系。
Maybe only on Sunday and maybe sometimes on Friday, but that's it. Not for the rest of the week.
好了，我们看了这种对降生王的这种三种不同的态度。
So we see these three attitudes in coming to.
真正的朝圣者。
The true worshippers.
不安虚假的人。
The ones who were uneasy and lying to themselves.
冷漠不一致的人，
and the ones who are indifferent.
如果继续往下发展，就更危险了。
And if the next is an even more dangerous example.
Youth, do you want to become a murderer?
青年们，你们想要成为谋杀的人吗？
If you do not want to listen to this path carefully.
我所以我就鼓励你细心的继续往下听。你看第十六节的时候。
这个一个恶人自然有一个反应。当这个希律王发现自己被智者去嘲弄了哈，然后又大大的发怒，差人将伯利恒并四境所有的男孩，照了向博士仔细查问的时候，凡两岁以内的都杀尽。
Herod, seeing that he had been fooled by the Magi, was greatly furious. He sent people to Bethlehem and all of the areas, and according to the time that the Magi had told him, killed all of the male infants 2 years and younger.
当他不知道这个消息的时候，他竟然把这个斩尽杀绝，而且给了一个window。
And so he gave the order, and he thought, all right, for sure, this is going to kill this so-called newborn king.
这种超长的这种反应，不安疯狂怎么发展的？
So how did it become to such a point of insanity?
或许我们读到这里的时候发现，其实第一个圣诞节并不平安。
And so even though we sing Silent Night, the first Christmas was not silent.
是风和日丽。
That it was a scene of disorder.
耶稣基督降生的时候，并非像目前人过圣诞节的那样的安宁和谐。
That you know he had no peace when he came into this world.
通常你知道，在美国过圣诞节的时候，经常是唱平安夜的歌的。
And you know we sing Silent Night in our Christmas services.
但是你看今天这个马太福音第二章真正圣诞节的描写的时候，你发现很不一样，对不对？我不说我们不唱圣诞夜哈，不要搞错哈，我们可能只唱一边，不唱那一边。But
we see that the first Christmas was not peaceful and not tender and mild in the least.
真的，事实正好相反，救主降临的第一年，他们全家几乎从来没有在这个世界上得到任何的平安和保护。In
the first year of Christ's life, he had no peace and security to speak of whatsoever.
他们是 fugitive，
他们是在逃命的。马槽降生只是弥赛亚人生的一个开始。He was born in the manger.
他接着是遭到这个王的绝杀令。And
so, and then he had to escape an order of extermination.
不仅是离开家乡，离开伯利恒，最后到了外国居住。That
he had to leave his own nation to be a fugitive in another nation, a refugee in another nation.
稍微熟悉旧约历史的人都知道，其实整个这样的一个真杀的场面，是整个在旧约历史里面或者新约历史里面都知道的，就是说，女人的后裔跟蛇的后裔之间的一个宇宙征战。So
we know that this is a part of the history that's been there since the very beginning, that the son of the descendants of the woman and the descendants of the snake have always been at war with one another.
记得创世纪第四章，该隐杀了谁？亚伯。
Starting from the very first act of murder, Cain killing his brother Abel.
还记得他们到了埃及以后，成为几百万人以后，埃及王怎么样对他们？
And we
所有的男婴都除掉。
And then in Exodus, we read of Pharaoh giving the order to kill.
不是两岁以内的，是刚刚生下的所有的男的。
All of the newborn infants must die. All the newborn male infants must die.
上帝的儿子作为女人的后裔和后裔的代表。 绝对不可能逃脱这样的一个残酷现实。And
so Jesus, as the seed of the woman, he is not exempt from this war.
希律王的追杀不过是后来不信的犹太人和罗马人最后把主耶稣基督钉在十字架上的一个影子、前兆而已。That
the extermination, the slaughter of the infants at Bethlehem is just a shadow of what was to come at the cross.
想到这里，其实我心中就打一个冷战。And
at this point, it really brings chills up my spine.
还记得我前面讲，我们每个人心里都有一个老狐狸吗
？Didn't I tell you that there's that old weasel that's still in our hearts?
真的，如果不是上帝超然的怜悯我们，把他儿子给了我们。If
it were not for God's mercy that we have His salvation,
让我们在他儿子的救赎里面有份，把我们接到他们家中，我们实际是扮演反面角色的人，不是吗？
If we were not adopted into the family of God, wouldn't we have played the role of the antagonist on that Christmas night? For every one of us is a wicked person.
加勒长老讲的是真话，虽然不太好听。So
you know, Elder Jalo, when he came in, he shared the gospel with us. His words were harsh, but they were the truth.
约翰福音一章说，他在他的世界，世界借他所造，世界却不认识他。
He came to the world that he made, but the world did not know him.
来到自己的地方，自己的人倒不接待他。He
came among his own.
这是我们原来的光景。
That was our picture.
结果他十二节应许说，凡接待他的人，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做上帝的儿女。
But to those who did receive him, and that is to those who believe in his name, he gave them the authority to be sons and daughters of God.
我们今天怎么有这样超然的反应？
And,
来爱他，来敬拜他，九点钟来练诗，不可思议。 Are you crazy?
It's completely inconceivable that us,If it were not for the power of God, we would not be able to stand here and come on Sunday morning to worship him.
真的是感谢赞美主上帝的恩典，让我们这些人悔改信靠了他，重生了我们，光照了我们他的圣灵。
And so really, we truly must give thanks to God for he has regenerated us. He has given us the Holy Spirit so that we can stand.
他说我们这些已经信他的人不是从血气生的，也不是行欲生的，也不是从人意生的，是从上帝所生的。
For these new creation were not born of the flesh nor of the lust of the nor they were not born of lust nor were they born of human will but by the will of God.
我相信我们在这里坐的大多数是那些认出耶稣基督是道成肉身住在我们中间充充满满有恩典有真理的新生王。
And so I truly thank God that we can sit here as a church because there's so many of us who recognize that Christ.
我们虽然没有见过他，但是因着信，我们看见天父的荣耀，不是吗？
That even though we perhaps have not seen Jesus in the flesh, by faith we do see him and we see the glory of God.
那正是父上帝独生子的荣光。
And for he is the glory of the Father.
不把不可见的上帝向我们引荐出来。
And he.Is the glory of the only Son of the Father who gives us what is a picture of what God is like.
在马太的笔下，圣诞节是怎么样的呢？
And so Matthew records the account of the first.
他不光提醒我们要像外邦的三位智者那样来朝圣。
He encourages us to come and worship as the Magi did.
不要效法谋杀婴孩的希律，要从不安、虚假和冷漠的罪中出来。
And that we do not follow the example of Herod, and that we come out of our unease, our falsehoods, and our indifference.
好，让我们看见永恒的上帝在历史中掌权。
That we see an eternal God who is sovereign over history.
以至于我们用一个最好的回应，就是来颂赞他。
And that we give praises to this sovereign God.
要不要看应验的部分？
And so let us now
see. 好, 声音不太大。
Now we see. Now let's turn to look at how Christ's birth fulfilled the promises of Scripture.
这段经文其实并不长，竟然有五段的讲到应验，或者跟应验间接有关的。
And so in this one chapter we read, Matthew brings up five different fulfillment of Old Testament promises.
表明上帝是一位在永恒中就有计划，在时间中。保证他的计划不折不扣的实行的人。
That it shows us that God is the Lord of history. Not only does He have the plan of history, but He also can accomplish that plan.
当你了解上帝是这样一位上帝的话呢，你就能够像李万万那样从不确定走向确定。
And so, when you realize that God is indeed sovereign, then you can be like our brother Lee, who can walk from uncertainty into faith.
他能够掌管万有。
For if this God can indeed rule over all things,
第一个他说将来的犹大的这个王要从伯利恒出生。
So first, that the fulfillment of that Jesus' birth fulfilled a promise that
开始考试了哈。
The king of Israel will be born of Bethlehem.
好，旧约里哪一段书说到这个
？Do you know?
弥迦书哈，好，这次是知道的人说，下次不知道的人说哈。不知道人因为没法说哈，知道人继续说。弥迦书第几章？第五章好，第几节？哦，第二节，这是翻得快啊！米迦书这里说，伯利恒的以法他呀，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从那里出来的，在以色列人中为我做掌权的。
Micah chapter 5 verse 2 O Bethlehem of Ephratah, though you are small among the cities of Judah, there will be one who comes from you who will rule the people on my behalf.
好，跟马太福音第五和第六节这一段第二章的。连接的是一样的。
And so we see that this is what they quote the scholars quote when they go to their Bible study to look.
他们说将来大卫一个最伟大的君王要从大卫的城里降生。
The great The great king from the line of David will be born in the city of David.
上帝动用很多的事情让这件事情发生，你们意识到吗？
And so you know how God caused this to be accomplished?
玛利亚为什么没地方住？
You know why Mary had no place to live?
是罗马的奥古斯都开始说那一天那一年要做什么？人口普查。都要回各族各乡，那时候没有 internet。
And so the Roman Empire Augustus, he gave the order and said, I'm going to have a census over all of the kingdoms of my empire. Every man is to go back to his own hometown for, you know, in those days you didn't have the internet.
结果玛利亚
to register.
所以玛利亚和约瑟是大卫的后裔，所以他们就应该回到他们的城里去。
And Joseph, as a descendant of David, he had to go back to the town of David.
耶稣就从他原来他父母亲的地方去了什么？他该降生的地方。
And so Joseph and Mary were not natives of Bethlehem, but because of this order from the emperor, they went.
其实上帝也是很多的时候用这样的方式调兵遣将，让我们认识他的。
And indeed, God will use world-changing events to move to bring us before Him.
多少人是在搬家的过程中换了一个地方信主的？举下手。
How many of you became believers because
God moved you from one place to another? 相当多的人哈，相当多的，我也是哈。你从中国到美国来的这个信主属于搬家，好，你都应该举手啊。所以所有的人几乎都得这样。
If you emigrated from China to come to America, that counts. Or from Taiwan, that also counts.
好，第二个你再看一个应言，他说外邦人把礼物，贵重礼物献给这个幕后的君王。
That even the nations who don't know God are going to come before Him to give their gifts.
他们看见那心就欢喜，进了房子就把这东西，刚我们念过了。把他们的宝贝打开了，给了耶稣基督。
That and so we see that these magi did come in fulfillment of Scripture.
那这里是旧约更加广泛的一个应验。
And that this is a fulfillment of a promise in the Scripture.
比方说，在诗篇的第七十二篇里说，他是和海岛的王要进贡，是巴和西巴的王要献礼物。
And as for example,
在讲阿拉伯世界的这些情况。
For example, Psalm 72, chapter verse 10, Tarshish and the kings of the islands will come and give their gifts, and the king of Sheba and all of these other Middle Eastern kings will also.
是以赛亚书第六十章六节讲到说，外邦的王要来朝见。
And again, in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 6, that the kings who did in the past did not know God will come.
真的，教会的历史就在彰显不断的朝圣的队伍在扩大，不是吗？
And the church, the history of the church.Proves God promises to be true, isn't that so?
旧约中讲，只要不是犹太人掌管的地方，都叫地极。
For every place that the Jews were not there, that was called the ends of the earth.
当耶稣基督受死复活之后，门徒们就把福音传到哪里？罗马帝国的不同的地方。
And so, the first disciples they took the gospel to every corner of the Roman kingdom.
所以最后呢，到了四百年之后呢，罗马帝国。承认基督教是正统的信仰，而且把它称为国教。
To the point where four hundred years later, the Romans not only recognized Christianity as a legal religion, but also the religion of the state.
后来欧洲，后头苏联，南美、非洲、亚洲，都在这个行列里面。
And then so all of Europe, and then all of Russia, all of North and South America.All of Africa and all of Asia is also coming into God's banner.
我们在这个应验过程中
we are the fulfillment of that promise.
Are you excited to be part of history?
你现在是成为历史的一份，你难道感到兴奋吗？
我想是救恩历史的一部分。红军前段时间写个 email 这么说。
And we are part of God's salvation history.
不是写在圣经里的救恩历史，是在继续救赎的历史里面。
And so we may not have our names recorded in the Bible, but it is written in the histories of all the universe.
你看第三，耶稣真是上帝的真儿子，他是来拯救他的百姓的。
Third, God, the Jesus is the true Son of God who comes to save.
在这个以色列的先知何西亚，呼召以色列人回归。
We know that the book of Hosea is the prophet Hosea calling the people of Israel to return to God.
在何西亚书的第十一章哪一节说到这段预言？
So in Hosea chapter
3, 他要从那个埃及召他的儿子出来。
So out of Egypt called my son.
主日学老师不错。
So the Sunday school teacher, he was very good. He answered, that it was Hosea chapter 11 verse 1.
以色列幼年幼的时候, 我爱他, 就从埃及招出我的儿子来。
When Israel was young, I loved him, and out of Egypt, I called my son.
在圣经的这段记载说, 他们去了以后, 主的使者向约瑟显现起来, 带着孩子, 同他的母亲逃往埃及, 住在那里等候我的吩咐, 因为希利王要找孩子, 要除灭他们, 约瑟就起来, 夜间, 带着小孩子, 他母亲往埃及去, 住在那里, 直到希利王死了。 这就是要应验, 主借着先知所说的话, 我从埃及招出我的儿子。
After the marriage, I left, and a messenger of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take this child and his mother, and go to Egypt. Live there until I give word to you, for Herod comes to search the child and wanting to kill him. And so Joseph got up in the night and took the child and his mother to Egypt, lived there until Herod had passed away, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord, saying, Out of Egypt I called my son.
注意这里不是一个简单的预报, 而是一个整个一个大的画面，说就像以色列要出埃及一样被招出来，耶稣他上帝的真儿子也要走过像以色列历史一样招出来。
Just as the nation of Israel experienced a liberation from Egypt, so will the Son of God, the true Israel, he will also experience a similar exodus from Egypt.
换句话说，耶稣基督作为一个真以色列人，他在重现他的人生平，在重现以色列历史。不过，不是失败的历史，而是什么？是得胜中心的历史。
And he, as the true Israelite, he must live the same trials and temptations as the Israelites did. But where the Israelites failed, he can succeed.
唯有这样，那些信靠他的人才能够从罪和死亡的过犯悖逆中拯救出来。
For it is only through his success, only through his subservience, that the people can be saved from their sins. And so we have another fulfillment.
耶稣是新的约瑟, 是新的以色列人。
Jesus is the new Joseph.
你看第16到18的时候, 他说, 希律见的自己被博士运动, 就大发怒, 然后差人把伯利恒的四境的孩子都给杀了, 然后呢, 杀绝之后呢, 17节说了这样一个, 这就应验了先知耶利米说的话, 说, 在拉玛听见嚎啕大哭的声音, 就是拉结哭他的儿女, 不肯受安慰, 因为他们都不在了。
That Herod's act of killing all of the infants in Bethlehem is a fulfillment of Jeremiah, who said, In Ramah we heard a great weeping, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are no more.
OK, 学者们醒醒过来,这段比较复杂,看我的手。
This is very, very complicated, so I want you guys to pay a little more attention here.
这个是马太,在说耶利米又在说创世纪的事情。
So I don't have enough pairs of hands. This is a very long chain of references. Matthew is referring to Jeremiah, who is referring to Genesis.
知道拉结是谁?
Who's Rachel?
对,雅各的太太,拉结在哭谁啊?
So Rachel is Jacob's wife, and who is Rachel?
他自己的亲儿子被他其他的儿子卖了。 谋杀本来要杀掉，就是获得特特顿礼，最后呢，在埃及为奴，成为宰相了。
And so we know that in the story of Genesis, how Joseph was sold out by his own brothers, who actually wanted to murder him, and he was sold as a slave into Egypt, and he rose from slave to the prime minister.
所以你看到这样的一幅画面的时候，拉结在哭，拉结代表整个以色列。So
Rachel here is symbolic of all Israel.
大卫的君王的儿子们都被杀了，将来可能的继承人都完了。So
the the children of David are being murdered, and so that is there's no hope left for Israel.
换句话说，就如同他的兄弟被陷害，卖到埃及为奴的约瑟，如同在耶利米期间，以色列整个被掳在消亡，在暗淡。所以我们很喜欢耶利米说：“我跟你们不是降灾的意念，因为太多的降灾了。” 神说将来幕后给他们有盼望，因为他们活在灾难中。以色列在不断的shrink， 在耶利米的时代。And
so just as Joseph was sold out by his brothers, just as Israel faced disaster after disaster after disaster in the book of Jeremiah, and to the point where they had no more nation, they were in exile, their people were scattered to the ends of the earth.
人这里仍然有盼望。
But and yet there was still hope.
如同约瑟被卖到那里，把他打发到那里，在他们前去，是为了他们从饥荒中能够得拯救。
Just as Joseph was sold into Egypt to prepare the way so that all Israel could be saved in the coming famine.
就像耶稣基督最后也被他的门徒卖掉，拯救什么？万族万民可以展开。
Just as Jesus was betrayed by his own disciple, so that in the same way Jesus was betrayed by his own disciple to bring salvation to all mankind.
我盼望你对圣诞节更加深化的认识。拉杰在哭嚎的时候，上帝的天杯在那里。
That Rachel weeps, and yet God is still in charge of history.
这是应验之四。
And so that's the fourth fulfillment.
好，最后一个。
Finally,
耶稣被称为被人藐视的拿撒勒人。
That Jesus was called the man of Nazareth.
这个希律死了以后，十九节，主的使者向他们显现说：“起来吧，带着孩子和他的女儿，母亲往以色列地去，因为害小孩子性命的人已经死了。”约瑟就起来把孩子和母亲带到以色列去，但是因为听见亚基老，就是这个希律的儿子，接着父亲做了犹太的王，就盼望那个地方去了，不敢回老家，然后又在梦中被主引导，便往加利利的境里去了，到了一座城，他的名叫拿撒勒，就住在那里。这个马太又说了，要应验先知们说的话，把他要称为拿撒勒人的话。
And so we read again Matthew chapter 2 verse 19, how after Herod had died that Joseph wanted to return back to Bethlehem, but hearing that Herod's son was now king in his place, he was afraid to go back there, and so he was directed in a different dream so that they went to Galilee to a town called Nazareth, and that is where they lived.
有多少人看过一个电影，老的电影，六十年代叫 Jesus Nazarene， 一个上下集的很厚很厚的这个福音片。
And so in the 1960s, they used
Nazarene.
Jesus the Nazarene as the title of a movie to and it was a very, very long movie with two parts to show the life of Jesus.
耶稣为什么被称为拿撒勒人？
Why was Jesus called a Nazarene?
旧约其实没有一个地方直接这么说。
This is not in quotation of a direct passage of the Bible.
所以你如果仔细看圣经的时候，他这里说应验了先知们，马太很可能是用一种更广泛的来说耶稣基督怎么应验的。
And so here Matthew does not quote a specific prophet, but he says in the prophets.
有三种可能。
There's three possibilities.
学者们这么认为，说马太可能用了近义词，就是说耶稣是耶西的根。当犹太话就是希伯来说根的时候呢 ，Nazar， 有点像 Nazarene， OK。
And this is a little bit of a pun for Jesus is born of the branch of Jesse, and in Hebrew that's Netzer, and it sounds similar.
那还有一种就是说，如同参孙一样，他成为拿细尔人，分别为圣，充满能力，耶稣基督行神迹。所以这地方也可能会说是拿细尔人。
Second, this is a pun on the term Nazarite, a man who has been dedicated like Samson, who or like the John the Baptist, who was dedicated to God's service.
但是我觉得可能性是最后的这个。
I think the most possible is this third.
就是在这个以赛亚书的五十三章，他讲到他被人藐视，被弃绝，不重视。
Isaiah chapter 53.
是一个仆人。
My servant, he was a man who was looked down upon and rejected by others.
所以约翰福音的一章、七章都这样说到，拿撒勒人有什么好处？这是他的一个门徒说的，对吧？拿但业。
And so,
拿撒勒能出什么好人？
So Nazareth at a time was looked down upon by all the people, said, what good could come out of Nazareth?
有点像中国人说的这个，上海人怎么说的？乡下人 ，OK， 就是像拿撒人就是乡下人 ，OK， 乡下人，乡巴佬。
And so you know，
真的是这意思，就是你听他那个不会出什么，他们不会出大人物的。
Nazareth, you know, in those days it was this country hick town basically, you know, so.So every place, there's a place like that where you think he's from there. No, you couldn't have a great person come out of there.
所以你可以看到，到后来，就是耶稣基督被称为拿撒勒人的时候，是他的门徒改变之后。你还记得彼得吗
？So if do you remember Peter? After you know, he's one of the disciples that Jesus, who had his life turned upside down by Jesus.
对，他说你的口音露出来，你是跟他一伙的，对不对？
And so, soon as Peter opened his mouth, they're like, "Aha, you're one of his followers because you have the same accent."
但是结果了，当彼得看到耶稣基督复活以后，生命改变以后，在《使徒行传》他对别人传道的时候，还记得像那个摊子怎么说
？And so Peter, he witnessed God. You know, after he witnessed the resurrection, after in the book of Acts, the very first miracle, what did he say to the? To
他说：“金子银子我都没有。”
He says, "Silver and gold, I have none."
但是我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来，行走。
But I order you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth to get up and walk.
What a powerful name, Nazarene.
And so, 所以这个耶稣的名就成为大有能力的名。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们真的是在这个应验成就的历史中。
And so we today are part of the fulfillment of God's history.
这个刚刚我们谈的不过是四福音中一本书的一章而已。
That this is, and if you continue to read the rest of the Gospels, you'll see more and more of these fulfillments.
但就这一切，你已经可以看见，圣诞节降临中发生的很多历史事件中，都有上帝在亘古之前的计划。
That you see that the events of Christmas, and indeed the events of all history, are part of God's eternal plan.
和他在历史中的保守，世界来要除灭他的弥赛亚。
And so that he will plan and order the things of the world so that his Messiah can come to this world. And he lived for 30 odd years on this world. And so that he could fulfill all the promises of
the world.
And he is a testimony to the world. It is only God who is the sovereign over.
谁是从起初就指出末后之事的上帝
？And it is only God who points out the things of the future from the days of old.
盼望我们在座的弟兄姐妹们
，And it is my prayer that all of you sitting here today，
甚至还没有信主的人
，Even if you are not a Christian，
你被圣诞节的圣灵所感动
，That you are touched by the Spirit，
因为耶稣基督怀孕是圣灵所怀的孕
，Of Christmas for Christ。
我们能够同感
耶
灵对上帝说
by the Spirit, and it is by that Spirit that we can call out to God.
上帝，我们称赞你。
That we can praise God.
你真伟大。我们要一起来说吗？
That you are great.
上帝，我们称赞你，你真伟大。
God, we praise you, for you are truly great.
我们今天来思想朝见圣婴、面对圣婴的时候不同的态度。
And so when we come before God, we may come before him with different attitudes.
当我们纪念耶稣基督披戴肉身永久性的成为人的时候
that we see God he took on Christ Jesus took on flesh and he now stands before us eternally man and eternally God.
我盼望你不光是看见马太福音这一段
that you see this fulfillment not only in this very small section of the gospel
你站在今天来看这个永久性的耶稣基督成为人对你我的意义
And that you really see God's hand at work in your own life, what this Christ coming to earth means for you.
刚刚天使向你们报信的时候，是用刚刚诗班作为天使向你们报信的时候，那是很宏大的场面。
And so the choir playing the role of the angels, you know, we had about two dozen people standing up here, announcing to us, and it was a very magnificent sight.
但是没发现你们下跪害怕。
But you guys had no reaction. You guys weren't filled with great fear.
当然，因为他们是假的天使。
Because, well, of course, they were fake angels.
但是如果真的天使在这的时候
，But if a real angel stood among you,
我告诉你，我每个人都会非常的恐惧的来在他的光中颤抖。
We would all tremble before the great light.
但是还记得希伯来书吗
？But what does Hebrews tell us?
上帝让成为人的耶稣基督暂时被天使微小一点，然后就赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
That for a little while Christ endured being a little lower than the angels so that God could raise him up and give him and crown him with glory and honor.
同时还有一个应许
and
现在还没有实现
There's one more promise that we are waiting on.
说我们这些信靠耶稣基督的人
That those of us who believe in Jesus
将来跟他一同的作王
That we will reign with him as kings.
不仅我们在救赎中有份
So we are not only a part of his salvation.
将来我们见了天使一点不会
One day we will come and not be afraid of an angel at all.
因为耶稣基督成为我们中间一员，把我们提升到一个地步，将来我们要审判天使。
One day we will sit in judgment over the angels.
What a glory God portrayed for us.
神为我们预备的是何等大的荣耀。
盼望在这个十年中，我们已经信靠他的人。
That, and so in this Christmas season, those of us who already trust in Him,
正在挣扎中的人，
or those of us who are struggling,
正在观望中的人，
those of us who are perhaps just spectators,
我们更加靠近圣诞节的意义。
We truly draw near to the real meaning of Christmas.
走在这个朝圣的路上。
That we join the great train of those who are on their pilgrimage.
我们朝拜圣经。
And we announce to all the
world. 颂赞上帝。
We praise God.
靠着恩典致死我们的罪。
And that we put to death the all of the sin inside of us.
我们一同来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你恩待我们。
We thank you for being gracious to us.
让我们有宝贵的圣诞福音可听。
That we have such a precious good news, the message of Christmas.
主，你亲自的与我们同在。
That you yourself have come to dwell with us.
在这个朝圣的队伍中间。
And in this pilgrimage.
使耶稣基督道成肉身的圣灵也在我们心里。
That the incarnate the incarnation of Jesus can be a part of in our hearts.
So the Spirit.
The Spirit of
incarnation.
In every moment of our lives.
让我们不断地成为那个赞美上帝的朝圣者。
That we can be those who praise God.
我们盼望将来跟你面对面的时候。
That one day when we see you face to face.
那个圣婴已经是一个荣耀的君王。
That infant in the manger, we see the infant in the manger as the glorious king.
我们就更加的欢喜快乐。
And that we can be all the more joyful.
听我们的祷告，奉我主耶稣基督这位婴孩的名。
We ask in the name of the Christ Jesus, the infant who was born.
Amen.